Good morning. You're tuned in to the morning show on 88.5 KRFY. My name is Jack, and that is Jim across the desk from me. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing on this last day of August 2017?
Can you believe it?
It has gone by super quickly. How was your August?
Super quick is right. My August was very fast. It was hot, and it was a little smoky, but lately it's been pretty good.
Well, the smoke has returned. My August was the season of company. You know how they joke about the two seasons in Sandpoint, winter and company. And we had a bunch of business, but it was great fun.
Yeah.
Family members, friends. There was the festival kicking off, and then a lot of great things in between. But now we are into the last hazy days of summer.
Get this, Jim.
What? Tell me, Jim.
So I'm going to say something because I know that he's not listening right now, but I just got a call yesterday from my brother who...
How do you know he could be streaming?
I don't think he is. He's not usually up this early
in
the morning.
Minnesota?
I think he's in Colorado right now, and he's making his way back to Missoula, and he just sprung it on me that he wants to come and stay with me for a week or two in our guest room.
Like in September. No.
Yeah.
One doesn't have company in September. just tell him sorry.
That's right.
Cool.
Well, that's it. It could be very fun, but you know, I haven't lived with my brother for that period of time, for that length of time since we both.
Maybe
lived
you and Annie should go on vacation.
Maybe so. We'll leave him the house, and yeah, we'll take off.
That's
I
cool.
don't know. Yeah. That's what's on my mind lately. Just
okay.
Oh boy,
I can live with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when he's going to arrive, but I think he's going to come. I got the weather in front of me, Jim.
Do it without fear.
Okay. This day, the last day in August, is going to be a hazy, those lazy, hazy, crazy days of August. High of 82 degrees and widespread haze, widespread smoke before 11 a.m. Sunny with a high near 82, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 53, southwest winds 5 to 8 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tomorrow is going to be sunny as well, with a high near 85. And it, according to the forecast, this haze is going to dissipate, and tomorrow will just be a sunny, very partly cloudy day. Clear on Friday night, and then sunny with a high near 87 degrees on Saturday. Up to 90 on Sunday. That's right. But, you know, go swimming.
I am so over this heat.
And then a nice looking Labor Day. High of 87 degrees on Labor Day.
Do you have any plans for Labor Day?
We're here. We're going to be here in town. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I know there's going to be some people around town who aren't usually around town.
People in town.
Yeah. So I'll actually, I think I'm going on a scavenger hunt on Sunday for somebody's 30th birthday.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, very cool, but I don't even know exactly what that entails. Is that going to be?
That's part of the adventure of it, isn't it? Well, speaking of having an adventure and cool things, we've got three guests in the studio with us, and they are all from Sandpoint Senior High School, and they are representatives of the choir and glee club. They're going to talk about a really important raffle coming up, which... I don't know why they're continuing to sell tickets, because I've had the winning ticket for ever since Tyler and Future knocked on my door. But we have Ben Robinson. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
A junior and a veteran of Sandpoint Senior High School. And then we have two freshmen, Tyler McNamee. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
And Future.
Good morning.
And they are both freshmen. And but they're here to talk about Tyler and Future came knocking on the door of our house, and I said, well, come on down and get the word out about the raffle coming up. So who would like to be the first person to speak in the microphone about the raffle? Oh, all of a sudden, silence descends. Okay, I'm going to be like a classroom teacher. Tyler, do you have the answer to my question?
What can you tell us about that raffle?
Well, so we're doing this raffle for our upcoming trip to the Bahamas this year. So with Men's Choir, we will be doing, we'll be selling tickets, $5 each for 2017 Subaru. And so, yeah.
That's pretty cute.
How, let me ask just right out, how are ticket sales going? Do I have the winning, well, let's, do I have the winning ticket?
We'd like to hope so.
That was Ben. Tell me, how long will the ticket sales go on? When will they?
Well, the winning ticket will be drawn on October 13th of 2017.
Cool. And how are ticket sales going?
They're going pretty good. These two have sold one book each, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've sold three for choir.
Well, you're a junior. You should sell three times more than freshmen.
Well, I've sold three tickets, not three.
Oh,
books.
Three tickets.
I've also, the different clubs and sports have also been selling them, and I've sold two books for some other activities that I'm involved in within Sandpoint High School as well.
Excellent, excellent. Now, is this a school-wide club event?
Yeah, so the way it works is each club, sport, and activity within Sandpoint High School is offered the opportunity to partake in selling these tickets. However, if you sell a ticket to someone involved in choir who's selling them for choir, those $5 for each ticket that you buy will go directly to choir. And if you buy someone from swim team, those $5 that you give to that swim team member will go directly to swim team.
Ah, so the incentive is, you know, let's say, for example, if there's a club that has 300 people as opposed to a club that has, you know, like the knitting club or something like that, that has two people. So in other words, the money goes proportionately to the different clubs. How many clubs would you guess?
There's quite a few. I'm not sure how many are selling tickets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. When did ticket sales start?
They started July 4th.
And tell me about what I'm going to win.
You're going to win a brand new 2017 Subaru. I believe it's a Crosstrek. You might have seen it driving around town. It's got the...
What? Somebody's driving my car?
That's correct.
I'll have to think about that. Cool. And has it been donated by a certain company?
Yes, it's been donated by Parker Subaru.
Excellent, excellent. So, Tyler, you mentioned where the money is going to go to.
Yes, we're taking a trip down to the Bahamas. So, we have a trip every 2 years. And so, I think this is going to be really fun, especially for us freshmen who haven't gotten to experience men's choir. We just think we're in for a treat. So,
I was in men's choir. I really was. but not here in Sandpoint. That was... back in good old Edina, Minnesota. Go Hornets. And that was actually a men's choir that was not just the men in high school. You could come back after you graduated, or even parents were involved. Is that the same deal here? Or
no, it's just the high school students.
That's that's better, yeah. Probably.
I'd like to ask, what's the difference between the Glee Club and the choir?
So at the Sandpoint High School, we actually don't have an active Glee Club. I'd like to think the difference is, Glee Club's more musical theater, and choir's just mostly singing with a group of people. But yeah, we don't actually have a Glee Club at the high school.
So is it size? Are Glee Clubs usually more in number in terms of participants?
I actually wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we just have the four choirs at the high school.
Four choirs.
Yeah, there's the mixed choir, there's the concert choir, which is a select group of girls, the performing choir, which is the top 16 girls, and then the men's choir, which is a select group of guys. And then we have the chamber choir, which is the combination of the men's choir and the performing choir, which that's the choir that's going on these trips and the choir that you'll see singing around downtown.
Excellent, excellent. I'd like to ask Future, how did you become involved with the choir? You're not even a freshman yet, are you?
No, I'm not a freshman.
You're going to be starting up soon. How did you become involved in the high school before you even started up?
So in sixth grade, I tried out for a choir at the middle school, and I made it in. And so I've been doing choir for 2 years with Mr. Brownell, the choir teacher. And I got involved with the high school by doing a play called Once Upon a Mattress. And I tried out for a men's choir and I made it in. And yeah, that's how I got involved.
So, and what are you? Are you a bass, a baritone, a tenor?
I'm a baritone.
A baritone. So you've had your feet wet in the high school, that element of it, before you've even left grade school.
Yes, I have.
Excellent. How about you, Tyler?
Yeah, so when I first started doing theater with Mr. Brownell, I started out doing a play called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah, that was my first really start out with singing with Mr. B, and he's a really cool guy. Yeah, and then after that, I went in middle school for eighth grade and tried out for Select, made it in.
What does Select mean?
Oh, Select, there's two choirs at the middle school, Mixed Choir and Select Choir. And so I was in Select.
Does that mean a Select where the choir director has selected the singers out of the group rather than everyone who is singing?
Yeah, I guess it's more of advanced.
Okay, it's more advanced. Now, are you a baritone or a tenor or a...
I'm actually a tenor.
Ah, excellent. And how about you, Ben?
I'm the lead bass at the St. Paul High School Men's Choir.
So we have a bass, a baritone, and a tenor. Who's missing or what's missing? Is there anything else missing?
In the men's choir?
Yeah, in the men's choir.
I can't think of anything.
There's two groups of tenors.
Okay.
So normally it has four parts. And so normally there's a first tenor and a second tenor.
What's a counter tenor? I know that there's, you know, I've heard somebody introduce, I know nothing about.
Isn't that the next one up even? I think it is.
Higher up?
I think so. Okay. I don't know.
Good Lord.
And Ben, yeah, like the Beach Boys.
Like the Beach Boys. Yeah, really high. Ben, how long have you been hit? Were you, like Tyler and Future, involved in Glee Club and choir when you were in elementary school?
I tried out for the middle school Select Choir when I was in sixth grade, just like Future. And I also made it into those choirs. And in middle school, I was involved in a few musical productions. But I've been involved in choir for, this will be my fifth year in choir with Mr. Brownell.
Okay.
First of all, we have the three different parts here minus the tenor one, which is great. And if you guys are going to break into song anytime, raise your hands before. Have you guys sung together before? The three of you. Have you been in one choir before? This is your first time that you'll be in. Go ahead.
Just for theater. So yeah. Not really for our choir yet.
I've never sang with Future before. So this is our first time being in a choir all together.
And I guess how often does the choir is a normal class in school, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And is that an every other day class or every day?
Yeah, it's every other day.
And is there a part of the day when your voice is the best, you know, like, oh, I don't want it like at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, I want it like at 3 when I've used my voice. Is there a time of day when one's voice is better than?
Yes, especially for guys. Their voices aren't really ready in the morning, so you have to use it a bit throughout the day, and then you'll be ready to sing by like noon or something.
Okay, well, I've got a question for all three of you. What do you sing in the shower? Ben, what do you sing in the shower, you know, when no one's listening and your mind is wandering?
I try to sing more upbeat stuff, I guess, try to get myself going in the morning.
How about you, Tyler?
I'm not a really big shower singer, I guess. I get those good days where I sing Bee Gees and
the Beatles. Okay, how about you, Tyler?
My guilty pleasure is Britney Spears in the shower, and I sing her quite often.
I've said it again. I guess what I'm thinking of is like, you know, you could be walking around the lake trail or something and you just want to burst into song. What sort of songs do you burst into? Or does it depend upon the occasion?
I'd say it depends on the occasion.
You three guys, you go to choir practice just as part of the regular school day. Does men's choir Is it part of that, or do you guys meet separately? And what happens to the women when the men are performing, or when the men are practicing?
So the men and the women, we have different classes, and occasionally we'll meet after school to, if we have a song together, we'll practice it together after school. And so, yeah, we do meet on Friday and Saturday nights during trip years to fundraise downtown. We go around to the different restaurants and we sing, and hopefully if the patrons like what they hear, they'll toss some money in the hat. And that's how we raise most of our funds for our trips.
Do you know when, have you decided on the schedule yet for that? Do you know when and where you'll be performing?
Well, the quartet has been practicing this summer on a few songs, and that's the top four guys in the men's choir. And we will be downtown starting probably the first or second week of school. And then as the chamber choir, which is the men's choir and the women's performing choir, together, once we have a few songs that we know pretty well, that choir will come out and start singing around downtown.
Okay, we're here. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, Community Supported Radio for North Idaho. Jim and Jack, and we've got with us three outstanding members, two who are not quite yet members, but going to be soon. When does school start?
September 5th.
Ooh, that clock is back to school. Clock is ticking louder and louder. We're with Ben Robinson, Tyler McNamee, and Future. They are with the Sandpoint Senior High School Choir, and they are selling raffle tickets for. Let's get the information out again. And also, where can one buy a raffle ticket?
Well, if you see any one of us around downtown, we have
tickets. This is radio. They don't know what you look like.
That's true. we normally don't have set places that we go and sell them. We normally just go around door to door selling these tickets. So if we happen to knock on your door, feel free to sell some tickets.
Okay. And this is for a 2017 Subaru?
Yes.
Excellent. And the drawing is on October 13th. I would wager if one called the high school... but then you said it's a particular club that gets the proceeds. So it's really advantageous that the different clubs. But one could just get basic information by calling the high school, couldn't one?
Yes.
So have you been knocking on doors, Ben?
I will be starting that very soon.
Okay. And I know that Tyler and Future have, because they knocked on my door, and I was playing some music. I think I was playing the Limelighters or something like that. I was looking for music for my folk show, and they heard the harmonies and whatever. How much of Sandpoint have you guys covered?
Well, we usually cover our streets or wherever is most, wherever
convenient.
People haven't, convenient. And so I was just walking down my neighborhood, and it was pretty lucky because we only had three tickets left.
And I bought them.
And, yeah.
I don't know why I bought three. I should have only purchased one, because they're only going to draw my winning ticket.
You know who has a very unfair advantage here in this whole scheme is the cross country club. Because they can cover miles.
They can cover.
They're hidden.
Look at
What's
Ben.
This?
Ben just smiled. Are you on the cross country?
Yes, Tyler and I are on the cross country team.
Oh, so you guys hit Clark Fork and Hope. And
they're over into Montana.
Wonderful. Let's take a music break, and then let's come back, and I want to talk about. I'll let Ben think about it, because I want to ask Ben, what words of wisdom as a well-seasoned junior does he have to two young men entering the realms of high school? Okay, that'll be what you're going to be thinking about. I asked the Tyler and Future and Ben artist or a song that they'd like to hear, and I think they agreed upon the Beatles, and so I thought that we would queue up and play the first number one song that the Beatles ever had on this side of the Atlantic, and I think a day without the Beatles just simply isn't worth living, so this is a good way to start off the day. Here are the Beatles. That was the Beatles. I Want to Hold Your Hand, the number one song ever here in the United States by the Beatles. And then, of course, after that, a gazillion. We're here with Ben Robinson, Tyler McNamee, and Future, and they are here to sell raffle tickets for a Subaru and raise money for the Glee Club, the choir. And we're going to get more information out about that shortly. But I want to ask Ben, he's been thinking, about what advice or wisdom or what would he say to himself as a freshman in Tyler and Future's position. They have yet to enter their school year, which begins on the 5th. What words of wisdom would you give them, Ben?
I'd maybe say, you know, relax, have a good time. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on throughout the year, and you just got to focus on what you want to do and have a good time doing those things and, you know, turn in your homework.
You have to get something academic in there. Now, Tyler and Future, are your classes all set for the year?
Yes, mine are set now because we went to orientation yesterday, and I had to switch around a few classes, but now it's all figured out.
What's orientation like? What do they do at orientation? Was it a day-long orientation?
Well, orientation, it started at 5, but...
5 in the morning?
5 p.m.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I don't want to get upset.
Let's not go there. Okay, 5 p.m.
But... yeah, they started with the barbecue. Everyone was just kind of socializing.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Did you have that, Jack?
I don't think so.
The barbecue?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I wasn't really hungry. I already ate earlier, but it was just fun to meet some new people. Everyone seems really nice. And yeah, I'm really excited for this year.
How large is the class? I mean, maybe Ben, you could answer this. How large is each class at Sandpoint Senior High?
I'd say each class ranges from 210 to 260 people.
Okay. And what elementary school did you go to, Tyler?
I actually went to a private school called Sandpoint Waldorf School.
Ah, Waldorf? And how about you, yeah. Future?
I went to Meridian Elementary School in Boise.
Oh.
Whoa. So you're going to commute up here?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And Ben, what does your year look like as a junior? What courses? Anything of interest?
What do you mean by that, Jim?
You know, like, let's say, are you taking astronomy or are you taking anything outside of your normal, like, English and math and that sort of thing?
I'm in part of the student council, so I'm in... student council is actually class of the high school, so I'll be taking that. I'm looking forward to being involved with that. I'm also going to be taking sociology with Mr. Fitchett second semester, which will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is always a fun class. Taking Spanish 3 with Miss Mary Emaz.
Ooh,
that'll be a lot of fun.
So is language an option, or is it required?
It's required to have 2 years of language, and we offer Spanish and French at the high school, and then there's also other options online through different universities.
Oh, is that excellent. Have you, Tyler, and Future decided on a language that might interest you?
I actually signed up for Spanish 1 this year, but it wasn't on my schedule. So
what do you do? He's run into the bureaucracy. The system is not working the way it should. So what? Spanish won't be on your schedule?
No, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I took it for elementary school, but...
Oh, you did? A language on the elementary school. That's outstanding. Now, how about you, Future? What language that you might pursue?
I have Spanish 1 on my schedule, and that's the language that I chose over French.
So why did you get it and Tyler didn't? Let's make it personal. Why did Tyler not get it? So in other words, your schedule is sort of fluid until you actually get it in your hand, depending upon the number of students in a class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that. Mm-hmm. There's different classes that are only taught during one period. And if, like men's choir, for example, is mm-hmm. only taught for one period. So they kind of prioritize those classes so that those kids can be in those electives that they chose.
Okay.
So Tyler must have a lot of periods or classes that are only in one period. And so... Spanish must not have fit into that.
So Tyler, you can take Spanish 1 as a sophomore?
Yeah, I think so.
let's hope so. We're here with Tyler McNamee, Future, and Ben Robinson with the Sandpoint Senior High School Glee Club Choir, and they're here to sell. Give me the lowdown, Ben.
Selling some raffle tickets for a brand new 2017 Subaru.
You can probably catch them outside the studio here at KRFY in about 10 minutes.
In about 10 minutes, they're going to be selling raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any plans to do like in a grocery store? Because sometimes when I walk into a grocery store, I see a table set up. And is there any plan there?
I've seen a few groups out in front of Super One selling tickets, but I haven't done it myself.
Okay.
I've sold tickets for cross country out in front of Super One, and I'm not sure if choir will be doing that. Maybe later this fall we'll get something set up.
Okay, October 13th, that is when the raffle will occur. And if you do not have access to a high school student, call the high school, and I'm sure that they will find a club. Ben, once more, talk about where the money goes, because you know that's very interesting.
Yeah, so each ticket costs $5. And so if you sell a ticket to a member of choir who is selling these tickets for choir, $5 of that, those $5 will go directly to choir. And if you sell a ticket, that's $5 to a member of the swim team, those $5 will go to the swim team. And so every dollar that you give to a certain club or activity will go directly to that club or activity.
Now, your club is planning a trip to the Bahamas, and will you be performing down in the Bahamas?
Yeah, so we're going to fly down to Miami and take a Royal Caribbean cruise, and we will be performing on the cruise ship.
Oh, how neat is that? And now, what's the cross-country team going to do, since you also have sold tickets for the cross-country team?
We use the money that we raise for cross country to travel to different meets that are across the state. For example, we take the entire team down to Lewiston and we stay in a hotel down there because the meet's so early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're also trying to go to a meet down in Boise this year, and so we will be taking a bus down there and probably staying in hotels there as well.
The Sandpoint Choir is pretty competitive, isn't it? I mean, you guys are kind of known for having a pretty good choir, at least within the state. You usually do pretty well in the when they have the what is it, Jazz Fest or whatever you go down to.
Yeah, so we're a pretty accomplished choir. We every year there's districts, and we go down there to perform to these judges, and they score us based on our performance, and we normally score what they call superior, which is the top rank. Our choirs typically score superior, even some of our lower choirs. And this year we're going down to Moscow to perform at the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival, which we haven't done for a few years. We've been going to NIC, but this year we've decided to go back to Lionel Hampton. So some of our money from our raffle tickets will also go to that.
What's the concert year look like for choir? Do you guys know? I bet Ben knows.
We typically have a fall concert, a Christmas concert. We have a concert before we go to districts to perform some of the music that we'll be performing down there for the judges. And then we'll have a Spring Fling concert that's later in June.
Do you have a favorite?
I love the Spring Fling concert. We have more modern music. We choreograph some of the stuff that we do there. And there are also individual solos that if you sign up and you try out with Mr. Brownell and he likes it, he'll put your solo in the concert and you get the chance to perform your song in front of the crowd.
Now, are these events at the high school?
All of them are at the high school except for the Spring Fling concert, which is held at the Panada Theater downtown.
Well, what I'm thinking is down the road, young men, if you'd like to come back on and encourage people to attend the concert, we'd love to have you back on the morning show to promote, you know, whatever, if it's the Christmas, if it's the Spring Fling concert or whatever. It's just great to have somebody from the high school coming here to talk about, because there's whole bunches of activities going on there that we depend upon people knocking on our door. So can we count on that?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for inviting us again.
Oh, absolutely. We're here with three representatives of the Glee Club, Ben Robinson, Tyler McNamee, and Future. Anything in closing? Buy their raffle tickets. They're going to be on the sidewalk in front of Helen's Gallery, Hen's Tooth, just south of Larson's, like in 5 minutes, hawking tickets. They're going to stop cars. They're going to throw themselves in front of the semis. Anything to sell a ticket, right?
Yes.
And this is really wonderful. It's a cross school event. Did I ask you how many clubs are involved?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number.
But there's quite a few?
Yeah, we have most of our fall sports are involved in this.
Okay, the fall.
I'm sure some clubs are also involved in it as
well. Hopefully they're busy practicing so you can be out knocking on the doors when they're practicing. I want to wish Tyler and Future just an exciting first year.
Thank you very much, Jim.
You bet. Just have a grand time. And Ben, you know, you're heading into, what, your junior, and then before that you're a senior, and then you're going to look back and say, where did these 4 years go? Do you do that, Jack?
I do, yeah. High school kind of flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know how to tell these young men, but next year I'll be celebrating my 55th high school reunion, and I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't make it back for my 10th, so I guess the next one's probably the 20th, or that's the next big one, right?
Yeah, the 25th. We've done one every 5 years back in Indiana, but I want to wish you all just a wonderful time selling tickets and raise lots of money, and I expect a knock on my door with, I assume you're all selling second place. Is there a second place?
I don't believe there is, no.
Okay, well then.
Well, a $5 Subaru is not bad.
No, I bought more than one.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Just in case. Guys, thank you so much. Jack, do you want to say anything before we send these young men out to sell tickets?
I have a question. I may have a question for Future, which is when did you come here? When did you move up from Boise?
In the middle of sixth grade, I moved up from Boise, and I got into choir in elementary school, and then I made it into the middle school select choir. So you weren't
like an infant or anything. So no. you've seen both. Is there, what's the difference between Sandpoint and Boise as far as the school system goes?
There's a lot more kids in Boise. Like I went to a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade school in Boise, and it had like 5,000 students, and it was pretty big.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out, you know.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to do a music break right now, and I think what we're going to do is something unique. We're going to play two songs back to back because it was on this date, August 31st, 1976, that a lawsuit was settled, and the lawsuit was over George Harrison of the Beatles, My Sweet Lord, that supposedly he had, quote, plagiarized the guitar riff from the Chiffons' 1963 hit, He's So Fine. I've always thought the music world was somewhat fluid, and I can understand, you know, shoplifting lyrics, but there's only so many notes.
Right. Yeah.
Do you remember that line from Amadeus, that wonderful movie in the 80s, where they asked the Archduke of Austria what he thought of what Mozart had written? He said, too many notes. Yeah. But anyway, there was a lawsuit, and it was settled, and George Harrison had to pay out some bucks to the a person who put the music together for the Chiffons, He's So Fine. So here we're going to do back-to-back He's So Fine by the Chiffons, unless Jack wants to take a break, talk a little. We'll see. We might come back, or we might then just go into My Sweet Lord. This was settled in 1976 on this date. The 1963 version of He's So Fine by the Chiffons, and then George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. And the reason why we played them is on this date in 1976, a judge ruled that George Harrison was guilty of copying from the song He's So Fine. And I just would like to, this is a crucial landmark decision in the history of music publishing. The judge wrote, and I'm going to read it, he said, quote, "Did Harrison deliberately use the music of He's So Fine? I do not believe he did so deliberately. Nevertheless, it is clear that My Sweet Lord is the very same song as He's So Fine with different words, and Harrison had access to He's So Fine. This is, under the law, infringement of copyright, and is no less so, even though subconsciously accomplished." And the real kinks in this is that there was like about a 6 year from in terms of litigation process. And George Harrison said that he was so numbed by the experience that he could not create or write anything new for a long time afterwards. See, part of the, I think the guy was awarded over between $1 million and $2 million. And the reason why is that not only did the song release as a single, but it was also on an album and then the best of George Harrison. So royalties kept on. But one of the subsequent things is subsequent changes of plagiarism in the music industry have resulted in a policy of swift settlement and therefore limited damage to an artist's credibility. So in other words, it moves quickly. But I can't help but think that, you know, as an artist, you're listening to music all the time. And I know that there was one the last couple of years that was settled about the Led Zeppelin opening A Stairway to Heaven, the guitar work. And they played something from a very minor L.A. band. And I go, whoa.
Yeah. The one that comes to mind, I think from just last year or the year before, was Sam Smith and Tom Petty. Sam Smith's, had a hit with, the hit was, hold on, I have it right here. The hit was Stay With Me by Sam Smith from 2014, and it was the same sort of unconscious plagiarism, or, you know, supposedly, according to the lawsuit. I guess there were no, like, hard feelings. Like, Sam Smith and Tom Petty have since, you know, shaken hands and walked away, but they, but Petty is since then now credited as a songwriter on the song.
I could understand crediting because, you know, there comes a point where Tom Petty has, I would like to think, more than he needs. And I can understand a young artist, though, or an unknown feeling that his or her work was plagiarized. But, you know, it's the music industry. You know, it's fluid. And musical artists are influenced and that sort of thing.
But it's not show friends.
No,
Jim,
no.
It's show business.
It's show business, absolutely. You're here with Jim and Jack on the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. And before we go into upcoming events, I want to thank Ben Robinson, Tyler McNamee, and Future. How exciting to start off a school year. Don't forget, raffle tickets for a new Subaru, 2017 Subaru, that is going to be drawn on October 13th. So buy your tickets. And if you don't know anyone who's selling them from one of the different clubs, call the high school. And I'm quite sure that they would give you information. So let's begin with events. Today is one of my favorite events, the last day of August. Yappy Hour, a tail wagging good time for people and pooches alike. I like saying people and pooches, you know, that the alliteration, the bring your dog and enjoy a panhandle animal shelter benefit with live music, food, and beverages available per purchase, plus a fenced-in area for dogs. That's 4 to 7 at Evans Brothers Coffee, held on the last Thursday of the month. Locations vary monthly. Free admission, donations welcome. 208-265-7297. And I do want to say, you don't have to have a dog to have fun there, because it is just so much fun to go there, have a brew or a cup of coffee or whatever, and just watch this incredible energy before your very eyes, just bouncing all over the place. A new dog comes in and, oh, everybody's got to be friends with it. So you don't need to be a pet owner, particularly of a dog, to enjoy the Yappy Hour at Evans Brothers, 4 to 7 today.
Evans Brothers is a fun location for it, too.
Oh,
we got the big,
yeah, the big area, but I just love Yappy Hour.
Mm-hmm. I got a few more here for Thursday. The Cask, Keg, and Art Party is going on at the Pondre Winery. What is that, you might ask? Well, it's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. All are invited to enjoy the 25th anniversary celebration for the aforementioned Sandpoint Waldorf School, featuring a silent auction of works by supporting artists. Complimentary appetizers with a cash bar, free and open to the public. Sandpointwaldorf.org for more information about that, or call 265-2683. Again, it's from 4 to 8 p.m. August 31st, which must be tonight.
I've changed. You looked at the calendars. I have changed them all to September. Yeah.
You know, I always, every day that I'm in here on a Thursday morning, I always look over at the calendar to my left right before I announce the date on the microphones. And I'm looking at a computer which has the date up in the corner, and I could do it just as easily there. But I always look to my left and I panic, and I never know quite where we are, and I'm afraid I'm going to say the week before or the week after.
Well, we have five calendars in here, so no matter where the eye settles, but today is the last day of August 2017, and tomorrow kicks off September.
Thursday night solo series going on tonight. Kevin Doran, one of the most original voices you may ever hear, sounds like no one but Kevin Doran, says everyone, and that includes your grandmother. According to the copy here, he usually invites a friend in for a song or two. That's the Thursday night solo series at McDuff's Beer Hall. It is, again, free and open to the public as long as you're 21 and older. Non-smoking, fun and games environment. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also, live music at the 219 tonight. Tonight, Honeysuckle, a Boston-based three-member progressive folk act that features Sandpoint's own Holly McGarry. I imagine that show will be well attended at the 219 this Thursday evening. From 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., Honeysuckle, like I said, they come out of Boston, Massachusetts, but Holly McGarry is known and beloved here in town.
Beloved here in town.
You will be in for a rare listening treat as Honeysuckle blends older influences and traditional instrumentation with modern effects and inspiration. Again, it's free and open to the public. 21 and older, of course. Non-smoking environment at the 219 now. Their website is 219.bar.
And also, just to see the renovated building, it's worth it just to go there and just to enjoy... a historic building that wasn't torn down, that it's part of the city's history, and they've done a wonderful job.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been in for a while, but I might have to stop in for a beer because it's so different.
And they're also part of the Art Walk. They're also part of Art Walk as well.
Let's see. We've got the coming up in September. Can you believe that it is September? I cannot. Coming up in September, unless you have another one for tonight, Jim.
No, I have no more for tonight. I'm on to my list is Saturday, so if you have Friday, the first ones, go for it.
The big event going on starting tomorrow is the 25th annual Fall Fest at Schweitzer Mountain Resort. Continuing through Labor Day, the 4th, live music performances all weekend long, chairlift rides, kids' activities, and more than 100 microbrews and ciders under the tent. New this year is the change in venue of the stage, located now below the musical chairs lift near the top of Happy Trails. Again, it kicks off tomorrow, Friday, with a new evening program that will include beer tasting, a VIP beer dinner, and live music from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. with headliner New Kingston, who are a reggae band from Brooklyn, New York. Continuing Saturday and Sunday from 11 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Monday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Schweitzer.com for more information about that, or 263-9555. I think I'm going to be up there on Saturday.
I'm thinking about heading up tomorrow early. I'd like to pick some huckleberries. I didn't get out on Wednesday, and I'm just concerned that with all of this hot weather we're having, that this might impact berry production. And on the other hand, if you can get those berries that are just a little bit withered, oh, are they so tasty and sweet. A little bit withered.
Yeah.
They are really good.
Right before they fall, that's when it's all the sweetest, right?
Or those bears come and take them all away.
First Fridays with Devin Wade is at McDuff's Beer Hall tomorrow. Devin Wade is a local country and Western singer-songwriter who also performs covers, and it will be a high-energy first Friday. And the Rock Creek Alliance, Jim, maybe you can say more about this, but also on Friday, the 1st, the Rock Creek Alliance will be meeting at Evans Brothers from 5 to 8 p.m.
Absolutely. Yeah. Evans Brothers, this, you know, Thursday tonight is Yappy Hour. Tomorrow is Rock Creek Alliance. I'm going to go into Saturday, Jack. The Farmers Market, of course. Gardens are producing 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Farm and Park. If you want more information besides getting produce, baked goods, arts and crafts and music, go to sandpointfarmersmarket.com. And tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Saturday, being the first Saturday of the month, the Bonner County History Museum at 611 South Ella hosts free first Saturday. Everyone is invited to join the, enjoy the museum free of charge. That's bonnercountyhistory.org. And then I took Julie Calamine's place on Tuesday, and one of the guests on the morning show was Steve Garvin, and he was there to talk about the Sandpoint History Walking Tour. I cannot recommend it highly enough. There is going to be on Saturday, the 2nd, and on the following Saturday, the 9th, you go to in front of the Panada Theater that at noon, 10 to noon. On Saturday, Panada Theater, a walking tour of historic buildings in downtown. And let me tell you, Jack, the brochure that has been put together, I think, by Jennifer Del Carlo and Cindy Peer, just wonderful, the photographs and the little bit of blurb about the building and the history. If you can pick up a brochure, by all means do so. But this is Sandpoint Walking, a history walking tour, 10 o'clock on this Saturday in front of the Panada. It's a two-hour event. It'll be a great thing to do with your family. Put on your walking shoes and join in the exploration of historic downtown. And it's free. And if you want more information, go to Ryan Shea with the Sandpoint Planning Department, 208-263-3370.
Did you say that's the following week as well?
2nd and the 9th.
Great.
So 10 o'clock in front of the Panada Theater, and put on some sensible walking shoes, take your family, and learn about this town like what they did with the 219 Club. There's a history here, and we're so fortunate that not all of it has become a pile of rubble.
Yeah. At the Beer Hall on Saturday from 6:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m., Brian Jacobs and Chris Lynch teaming up for an excellent night of music. They are indeed excellent. A fun duo with a great sound, piano or keyboard and guitar. And we've never had them in the studio as far as I know, but we've got to get them. They're on the to get list. come by to hear them, grab some pints, play some games, and enjoy, says the Beer Hall. Free and open to the public again from as long as you're 21 and older. That's at the Beer Hall from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Sonic Bloom concert at the Little Panada Theater on Saturday night. That's a live band called Sonic Bloom.
Tongue twister.
Boy, Sonic Bloom, I say.
Sonic Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough because the O in Sonic, just fluids into the double O of Bloom.
Yeah.
But it's not Sonic Bloom.
It's right.
The M&M is working too.
Yes. And you're trying, it's a play on Sonic Boom. And that's the, well, anyway, five Sandpoint musicians create Sonic Bloom's unique sound featuring Huckleberry's original songs of nature, love, life, and flying saucers. Well,
go hand in hand.
If that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what will. That starts at 8 p.m. Beer, wine, snacks, and soft drinks available at the concert. 920-6134 for more information about the Sonic Bloom concert at the Little Panada Theater.
Good job. Good job, Jack.
There's more live music at the 219. How are we doing on time? We're almost out of time for this show. Truck Mills and his four-piece band at the 219 Club. That's on Saturday night, 21 and older, of course. And finally, after that, I guess it's Labor Day. Is that right? Well, then it's Labor Sunday, Day. And then it's Labor Day.
The immediate future
big
is
weekend.
Bird Note. at 9 o'clock.
Stay tuned for Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long right here on 88.5 KRFY. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Show.
This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay.